Let's turn to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, the very last chapter of chapter 21. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 25 and the conclusion of the Gospel of John. John chapter 21 and verse 1, these are God's words. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat in unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits. Dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. And so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple that testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, If they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Those are God's words. So again, following Christ's resurrection from the last chapter, this is now the last chapter of John's Gospel. It gives us an account of one of Jesus' appearings to His disciples after the resurrection. And there on the Sea of Tiberias, there were some of His disciples, Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, John, and James, and two other disciples. And there as the disciples went out fishing, being unsuccessful, Jesus called them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. And so many fish were caught that they were unable to bring the nets into the boat. It was too heavy. And when John, that's the disciple whom the Lord loved, the Lord Jesus loved particularly, when John, the apostle, had told Peter, "It is the Lord," Peter heard it was Jesus, and he did what? He cast himself into the sea to swim to Jesus. There as then all the disciples came to shore, and they all ate with Jesus, communing with Him. And we have a summary in verse 14 that this was the third time the Lord had appeared unto them after His resurrection. And Jesus then, through verse 23, discusses with Peter and John their duties to Him in shepherding the flock. To Peter, He asked him three times. We might wonder why He asked three times. At least one reason why He asked Peter three times if He loves him is because Peter had just denied Jesus three times. And so here He asks, in preparing him to be an apostle and pastor of the flock of God, He calls them, He asks him, "Do you love Me? And if you love Me, then feed My sheep, pastor My sheep." And the gospel concludes, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. You go back to verse 7. Beloved, we are to be like Peter. When we have the opportunity to commune with Jesus, we are to forsake all else and cast ourselves even into the sea if necessary to do so, to commune with Him. We are to worship Him. We are to meditate upon Him and turn from worldly pleasures for this purpose, to fellowship with our Savior. If it takes you sacrificing family, friends, time to work, time to do other things, your own pleasures, then we ought to forsake all things and cast ourselves to Jesus, to fellowship and commune with Him. And so in that, Peter was right. While the other disciples stayed back, caring more about the fish and the worldly things, Peter cast himself to Jesus. And we have to cast ourselves upon Him, that He would receive us. Let's pray. Our Father, again, thank You for Your Word. We're thankful for the love that You put in Your people for You. I pray that You would grant that same love to us for Jesus, Your Son, that we would seek to commune with Him as best we can by the Spirit and as much as we can when we have the opportunity. Father, we do praise You and thank You that You are a forgiving God, a God long-suffering and patient and merciful to us here. We are reminded how just a couple chapters ago, when Jesus was before the chief priests and suffering at their hand, that Peter had denied his Lord and Savior three times. And he went out grieving and weeping, having denied his Savior. And we deny You all the time when we sin. We even deny You when we come for worship. And denying Your Word And going out and being tempted, we deny your word there as well. And we don't believe. But Father, we do believe and help our unbelief. We ask that you would cause us to forsake all denials of you and your Son Jesus Christ, and that you would clothe us with the righteousness of Christ and grant us the fruit of the Spirit, even love. Love for our Savior. Love for Jesus. For that we are in dire need of. Greater love for Him. And we know that we are able to love Him because He first loved us. And you, Father, have eternally loved us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Eternally loved us and known us from before the foundation of the world. And so called us unto yourself. We pray that you would call all of your elect to yourself. And you would grant faith to each one here, from those in the womb, even to those who are the oldest amongst us, that we would turn from our sin and hate our sin and grieve over our sin and love you and love your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful that He is the bread of life, who feeds the sheep, even feeds us through the instruments of weak under-shepherds who carry the word like the old prophets in some ways, proclaiming the truth and calling sinners to repentance, even like John the Baptist, as he called, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And so Jesus called, and so your true ministers call, who follow Him. Father, we plead as well for our nation. Father, we plead for the nation as we consider this evening, again, Israel and the book of Joshua, and the great sin that Israel sinned and committed against you and breaking covenant with you. There, after the destruction of Jericho, before the destruction of Ai. And Father, we do thank you for our nation. We're thankful that we have the great privilege of living here. And yet, Father, what a time to be a Christian, part of the Church of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ in this nation, in this day, when so many reject you and flee from you and cause suffering and abuse and persecution upon your people, which is growing, it seems, every day. When so many in the church have gone wayward and played the fool and love the world and the things of the world rather than loving you and being wise in Christ. Father, our nation has sinned greatly. Not one sin, but a myriad upon myriads of sins against you. And Father, we pray that you would show mercy, not because we deserve it or our nation deserves it, but because of the few righteous who remain, and that you're a merciful God, even to your people who remain in this land. So we pray for our rulers, our civil magistrates, our governors, our president, congressmen, from the lesser or the least magistrate to the greatest magistrate in this land. We pray for their souls, that you would turn them to yourself, for you promise that you're a God who saves all kinds of people, even kings and rulers in authority, and so save them, that they might turn to Christ and that they might repent of their sins even before the citizens of this nation. And they would rule according to your law and call citizens to worship the true God in the churches and the one church of Jesus Christ where the true gospel is proclaimed. And you would cause our nation to covenant with you and bow the knee to Christ, lest they perish in the way and become as nothing, like Nebuchadnezzar or any other ruler who has gone and rebelled against you, our mediator king. And Father, we pray for the church. We pray for our presbytery and the many congregations needing ministers. We pray that you would provide ministers for them. We pray also for this congregation that you would bring about Oscar and Michelle's baby safely, healthy, if it be your will, and bring or send the Holy Spirit to change the heart of that child. And so we pray for Wendelin, Jake and Marissa's baby, that you would bring that child about safely and healthy as well. Same, we pray for their soul and all of our children. Lord, be faithful to your covenant promises, even to the third and fourth generation, and to a thousand generations of those who love you and keep your commandments. We pray that we would be those who keep, who love you and keep your commandments. In Christ your Son, by your grace alone, and by and empowered by the Spirit that you have sent in our, into our hearts, even the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to not grieve the Spirit or quench the Spirit, but that we might submit to the Spirit in all things. That again we would be in Christ a faithful people, glorifying your name alone. May your name be praised forever and ever. And may your promises succeed, in which we know every single one will. For you are the God who is altogether faithful to each and every one, every promise that you've made. And so grant us hope and comfort in your promises, and love and joy in you, the God of the promises. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.